Well, times we went fast. The 28th of January, 2007, the second hour. Of course, we're here Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Central Standard Time. And if you're listening to shortwave radio or low power FM, be sure to call into RBN and give a call out from your frequency that you're listening to this program on. Now, just segueing from my finish from the last hour, I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe, without being an expert in astrophysics or quantum physics, still, regardless, from what little I do know and the obvious nature of basically common sense, each interaction that you've had in your life, I believe, and I can see in my own life, has led you to the next step. That helps you grow and learn a little bit about your faults and your strengths. Jobs that you've had in the past. It's all part of moving forward. But what is life? And that is the ultimate question that sometimes they're trying to find when they research the New World Order. What is the meaning of life? Who are we moving around as we appear like ants, if you were to look at Earth from space and glance down and see us moving, working, creating all these things, watching the nuclear weapons get developed, watching the bombs get dropped. But from space, we must look like to put it bluntly, a mental hospital. Some people see Earth as that. One big concentration camp, in a way. One big global gulag. A mental institution, if you will, for the fallen angels, galactically. So what is the meaning of life? And what are we doing here? I believe that many of the things that you've been through are part of some weird time loop pattern that I can't explain beyond just that. To go further would be skepticism. That I don't see any accident in any of this, and I see a big lesson that needs to be learned arising from this crisis that we find ourselves in. We can't do that and figure out, is there something more? Is there something more that we're looking for other than just too much? Other than destroying this country, constitutional republic. And also examining some of the other countries. People listening to this program are facing different issues. People listening in Europe are dealing with the expansion of the EU. We keep finding this theme of centralized control. So we have to be very clear that these things aren't an accident. Neither are the things that have happened in our lives, neither are the things that we see happening politically. And Bush cannot galvanize the support that he has overnight. It was already pre-established. Now, you've heard about the bloodline families, you've heard about the 13 families. At the very least, we can document. But Bush family by itself, tracing all the way back, that at the very least, Prescott Bush funding Adolf Hitler. He defends what he did by saying, well, you know, he was exactly people in ovens yet. But regardless, we don't exactly know exactly how much Prescott Bush knew and did not know about the plans for the camps. But regardless, he's not the only criminal in the family. The allegations about Poppy Bush running opium in and out of the United States. Looking at those issues in the power of the Bush crime family, you've got to understand these people cannot do it themselves. And with that, we'll be right back in the next break. Next segment, give me a call, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival. Food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded.
The Empire turns its guns on the citizenry. We're going to go over an editorial by Paul Craig Roberts. For those who don't know who Paul Craig Roberts is, most of you do, he is the former Assistant Treasury Secretary in the Reagan administration. He's been on my program two times to date. He notes that in recent years, American police forces have called out SWAT teams 400,000 or more times annually, serving routine warrants to people who pose no danger to the police or the public. Today, SWAT teams are deployed for routine police duties in the United States today. 75 to 80% of SWAT deployments are for warrant service. Now, in a high percentage of these cases, the SWAT teams forcefully enter the wrong address, which in many cases results in death, injury, and trauma to perfectly innocent people. Now, occasionally, high-keyed up police kill one another in the confusion that is caused by their stun grenades. The militarization of local police forces really got a big boost from Attorney General Ed Meese's war on drugs during the Reagan administration. Today, 17,000 local police forces are equipped with such military equipment as Black Hawk helicopters, machine guns, grenade launchers, battering rams, explosives, chemical sprays, body armor, night vision, grappling gear, armored vehicles. Some police departments even have tanks. That's right, tanks. There's actually a DVD out called Urban Warrior, which documents the militarization of the police, and they used the protest in 1999 in Seattle as a prime example of some of the militarized weapons they were using that day. With local police forces now being armed beyond the standard of U.S. heavy infantry, police forces have been retrained to to retrain to, quote, vaporize, not Mirandize. Mirandize being the reading of someone's rights. SWAT teams serve warrants by breaking into homes and apartments at night while people are sleeping, often using stun grenades and other devices to disorient the occupant. As much of the police's drug information comes from professional informers known as snitches, who tip off police for cash rewards, drop charges, and reduce sentences, names and addresses, are often sometimes pulled out of a hat. You know, sometimes it's all the cop really wants to know. Involved an investigation where their job is on the line, whether or not they finish the case. And that's just to get a name. The mindset of militarized SWAT teams is geared to talking out or killing the suspect, thus the many deaths from SWAT team utilization. Now, many innocent people are killed in nighttime SWAT team entries because they don't realize it's the police who have broken into their home. They believe they are confronted by dangerous criminals, and when they try to defend themselves, they are shot down. As long as the war on drugs persists and as long as it makes financial rewards to police departments, local police departments saturated with military weapons, American citizens are going to continue to be terrorized. And that point, my friends, is very key. As I said earlier, as long as this escalates, as long as people turn a blind eye to the issues that we face right here at home, American citizens, like you and I, even people that aren't American citizens, people in general, are going to continue to be terrorized. There's no real justification going back to the conversation about the Ray weapon. This is stuff that, when I mention, and it's been mentioned in past years, makes somebody look like a kook. And you know what? That's another area I want to go into, because now I am used to it. Now, I thought for a long time that I was looking for the right circle of people around me interested in these kind of things. What I found is I haven't found a lot of people, A, both interested in these kind of things locally in my town, that really know what they're talking about. Some people do, and they've contacted me and emailed them, but I'm talking about somebody other than me to get started with a group, a solutions-based activist group here in Portland that I don't have to be at. And I'm looking for someone to start that, to galvanize that. Because I live here in Portland. I know in Texas and Austin, you've got a lot of groups. But here in Portland, there's a little 9/11 group that, you know, doesn't usually get more than 10 or 15 people at a time. But you see, the thing is, the supposed liberal city where people are supposedly protest by the thousands. So I thought, it's also a city by itself of over 500,000 people, with the Portland metro area being much larger than that. And I see the issues we face being not limited to Caucasian whites. However, it is mostly Caucasian whites that show up at the protests. And I remember at one point an African-American viewer of my program wrote to me and asked me why there weren't any black faces in the crowd. And it was a rhetorical question, because he asked the question with a sense of sadness in his email, wondering why, when so many of us are fighting for the same issues that they are fighting for, a sense of equality, a major reduction in the prison industrial complex that is becoming more privatized by the day, because it's an industry where revenue can be generated. But my heart has been broken recently in a couple different ways. Painful. Painful when it happens. A blessing in disguise when it's over. Because when you think some people are your friends, and you're hurt, it actually sometimes makes you a lot stronger, because you learn something that you didn't think you were going to learn, and that's not to have too much trust of pretty face or someone you thought was your friend. Now, a lot of us go through these things all the time in our personal lives. But once we can, I would say, put aside our attachments to these people or their need for their support to understand the truth, once we can get to that point, we can be freer. When we are comfortable on our own 2 feet by ourselves, because, of course, as I said before, we came into this planet alone and we are leaving alone, going back to source, going back to creation. In this never-ending cycle, I wonder How is it sometimes that we can forget and fall so far from the mark and get involved in the man's world, mankind, and all the illusions that we create on a creative visualization basis for the negative sometimes? Again, blessings in disguise never really seem as such when something's actually happening to you, and I try to adapt the same philosophy to every hardship that I face in my life with fighting the new world order. From financial issues to having my wages garnished for a month because I didn't pay my parking tickets. Like last night, only $300. They took about $200, which I couldn't really afford last month. But I just got finished paying it off. And I go outside, and just by 20 minutes I missed it, there's another $24 ticket. Another $24 that I would rather put towards groceries. You know, when you're flat broke and you're like me and you can't even afford textbooks for school, which isn't even paid for yet. When you're living and broadcasting with nothing, it's also a very powerful, a very empowering experience. Talk to so many people that think the way I do, that feel the way I do, that see the things that I see. But what I'm hoping for, and what I'm really, really hoping for is oh, I see you got a call, Troy in New York, is to see more people get solution-based, more groups get started in the Portland area. Other than just me, and other than people just looking for a leader, because, yeah, it may seem that there's no point. I understand. I've heard 1,000 of those arguments. But there are a lot of people with a lot of free time on their hands. I mean, a lot of free time on their hands that could be starting something and talking with other people, learning how to do things, administrative skills, networking skills, they never thought that they could actually do in the past. And with that, we're going to go to Troy, who called in from New York. Hi, Troy.
Yes, thank you. You were talking about the militarization of the local police, and it brings to mind, you know, with the feds behind them, the Randy Weaver incident and also Waco. Those were basically gun infractions or gun accusations, and what the Congress is doing is making everything against the law unconstitutionally, most would say, and declaring guns illegal, piecemeal, and then using that law as an excuse to go against people with guns. Like Randy Weaver, they said he was selling something, a sawed-off shotgun or something, and the guy from Waco, they said that he made it automatic or something, and it wasn't supposed to be automatic. In other words, they make all these laws, then they use these laws as an excuse to go get you. But what I wanted to say is that what I think should be done, because on a local level, which is the only way you can really save yourself, is on a local level. Do away with the police altogether, because the police are not, they're appointed, they're not elected. So what I think is the sheriff. Elect the county sheriff under the condition that it is his sacred duty to protect the constitutional rights of every citizen and the independence of the county against all enemies, foreign or domestic. And that's the job. It's a sworn job. So in other words, his job is to protect the gun rights of all citizens and to protect the independence of the county. And what I did was I painstakingly wrote all this up in detail at a free download called the Political Problem and the Sheriffic Solution. It's a pun on the sheriff. The point is that, we've got to protect ourselves from tyranny. And the tyranny is coming from Washington, D.C., and also from the state capitals, I might say. And so what we need is an someone on our side who will protect us. In other words, here's the thing. All violence within the county falls under officials doing to us what we will not have done, like take our money and tax us and whatever, arrest us, whatever. All official violence is the sheriff's violence. That is to say, anyone from the outside, including bounty hunters, including feds, including state officials who want to do violence to a citizen of the county has to go through the sheriff. And unless the sheriff approves it, those people, then the violence that they do is just a citizen violence against another.
We got a break here. Do you want to hold over?
Okay, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. Thanks, Troy, for calling in. That's a lot of good information. We'll be right back on RBNLive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Okay, and we're back for the next segment. Troy is with us from New York. Hello, Troy.
Thanks again.
All right.
So the problem seems to be these dogs with badges running free, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that you can't hold a man responsible for another man's dogs. You can't hold a man responsible for dogs that are not that are not his dogs and on his leash. So I say put all the dogs on the sheriff's leash. That is to say, make the sheriff responsible for all official violence in the county. This way you have an accountable...
Yes.
You have an accountable official to the electors, so that they have someone they can go to, they can get rid of if they don't like the violence that has been done, that he has approved by the feds or the stateies or by his own sheriffs, or by his own deputies. That means no more police. Only the sheriff and his deputies, whom he can fire or hire at will without appeal, because, again, you cannot hold a man responsible for someone else's dogs. All the...
Troy, I was wondering, how would you best describe, like, the jurisdictional difference between, like, a city's police department and the county police? Since I was a little boy, I always thought it was weird to have two simultaneously covering the same physical region.
Well, the police have usurped the sheriff. This is what's historically happened. I come from a town where the sheriff has been reduced to a jailer. And what I'm saying is put the sheriff back in power as the only official... official violence in the county, and all of the people who would do violence to county citizens must go through the sheriff, whether it be federal, state, bounty hunters, car repossessors, whatever, have to have the sheriff's okay beforehand. Otherwise, they're just citizens doing violence to other citizens. They're just criminals. You see what I'm saying?
So
I've written all this up in something called The Political Problem and the Sheriffic Solution, and it's available for free PDF download. at thehouseoftroy.com. Four words, The House of Troy. And, you know, it's all there. It's been there for years, actually. It's gotten very little attention, but the problem is tyranny. And how do we protect ourselves from tyranny? And these are people with badges, holier-than-thous with badges. How do we do this? And I say, go to the sheriff, elect him, get rid of him if you don't like him, but, I mean, have some kind of local power over official governmental violence. That's the only way we're going to save ourselves from this, with the proviso that the sheriff's sacred duty is to protect the independence of the county, right, of his little city-state, and the constitutional rights, the divine rights is better, of we the people to own and bear arms. And forget about all these laws which are intended to take these powers, these rights away from us, you know? Yes, the police have usurped the sheriff over time, bit by bit. This is what has happened. Who elects these people? Nobody. I mean, who appoints them? I don't know. The governor? The point is, they're not responsible to us. We need an official on our leash, you see? We need a sheriff on our leash that we can control and get rid of if he turns against us. Here's what I say. Let that sheriff who has sworn to uphold the independence of the county and the divine rights of its citizens, let him be chased and hunted more than Jesse James ever was. Because Jesse James never claimed to be the sheriff. You would have said?
I agree. Well, yeah, I do agree. It would solve a lot of problems if people were afraid of repercussions for doing illegal things against the people and violating the U.S. Constitution. That would send shockwaves down the spines of many corrupt sheriffs throughout the nation that don't really have an accountability level in their own jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I can suggest is that we the people need an official that on our leash, right? An official on our leash and a local official who is responsible for all violence. Now, if we have corrupt sheriffs, which I also list in the book, by the way, is to take back the airwaves in order so that anybody who wants to run from public office can have free airtime. See, this is the problem with a lot of corrupt sheriffs, with public office in America and elsewhere. It's essentially bought by the highest bidders of advertising or political propaganda. You see what I'm saying?
So some politicians try to play that game here locally in the last election. You heard about people using Access TV for those purposes as well.
Unless we take the public airwaves away from its owners who've had it for forever, we're going to continue to get nothing but public enemies in our public offices because they're going to be up for sale in the public auctions. We have to take our public offices off the public auctions because the only thing we're going to get is hirelings of the big money who bought them, you know?
I agree.
And then their point is just to serve their masters. So we have to, this is obviously true, but people just don't think. Until you take public office off the public auction block, you're going to get nothing but public enemies in public office.
I agree. Well, thanks, Ray, for bringing it up. Those are a lot of good points.
Once again, thehouseoftroy.com, thehouseoftroy.com. And thank you for letting me speak.
Houseoftroy.com. We'll take a look at it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And we have a break coming up that we're going to go to the next call after the break because we won't have time. But I want to go through a brief thing about the UK and surveillance there. An overwhelming majority of people in Britain are willing to surrender civil liberties to help tackle a threat of terrorism, the nation's leading social research institute will disclose today. This came out a couple days ago from the London Guardian. The survey found 7 in every 10 people think ID cards for all people would be a price worth paying to reduce the threat of terrorism. 8 in 10 said the authorities should be able to tap the phones. People suspected of involvement in terrorism open their mail, impose electronic tagging, and impose home curfews. These findings come from the annual British Social Attitude Survey, based on interviews with a sample of 3,000 adults by the National Center for Social Research. And that, my friends, is very sad. We're going to talk to John from Tennessee after the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us. It has been a crazy week. A lot of different things in the news. And if you have anything you want to call in and bring up, you're free to do so. 800-313-9443. John, listening in Tennessee, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Excellent.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming loud and clear.
Okay, before I get into the reason I called, I want to make it very clear I'm not advocating any kind of violence. But I do realize that when I bring up the Constitution and when I talk about people's, you know, individual rights and states' rights and all the rest of it that's in the Constitution, I'm sure that I'm being placed on somebody's watch list is someone that would be dangerous. So I guess what I'm getting at, you were talking with the other guy about the militarization of the police departments, and it's interesting because I actually brought it up on a talk show down here in Tennessee. You know, a couple of years ago, I got pulled over. I drive a gasoline truck, and I got pulled over by a highway patrol here in Tennessee, and he says, "Do you have any idea why I pulled you over?" I said, "Absolutely not." You know,
uh-huh.
He says, "Well, we have a move over law they had just passed, where if he's got someone on the shoulder, you've got to move over a lane." And I said, "Okay, you know, I appreciate it." He says, "In fact, this week we passed 300 new traffic laws." And I said, "Well, have you got the book?" And he looked at me funny. I said, "You know, if you pass 300 new laws, I need the book because I'm sure that at any given time, I'm violating a few of them, you know. And he looked at me really funny. And I asked him, you know, and then I called into a radio talk show here, and they were talking about it. And I said, you know, the police have changed drastically since I was a kid. I'm getting close to 50 years old. When I was a kid, the cop was the person that you could trust. He looked like someone that was in the military. He was wearing a cap. He had a smile on his face. His hair was combed. His shoes were polished. Now you look at a cop, and he looks like something out of a video game. His pants are tucked in his boot. His head's shaved. He's got glasses on. He's got a triple stack Glock. He's got five extra clips, two pairs of handcuffs, a can of mace, a taser, and an attitude of, I'd said it, so you do it. And the cop called into the radio station. He said, well, it gets hot out there. And so this is Tennessee. That's why we have a haircut. You know, so basically, I guess what I'm getting at is that people have to realize what incrementalism is. We're training kids in video games to shoot and to kill, and it's all a game. Nobody gets hurt. We're bringing about an attitude with people that, you know, we've got to keep you safe, so you got to do what we say. And to me, it's just very clean and clear and easy to see that incrementalism is going to destroy this nation. People are more consumed with paying their bills and what, you know, the football game and all the rest of it. They have no idea that bit by bit, their liberty, their freedom, whether I agree with what you say or not, you've got a right to say it. Whether you agree with what I have to say or not, I've got a right to say it. But people are so quick to give up their rights and pass it along to someone else. I don't know. I hope I'm making sense to you.
Yeah, you are. You're making a lot of sense. You're making more sense than most of what I hear throughout the week. And it's going to be interesting to see the rate of people wake up to that, if they will. And, you know...
I really don't believe that they will. You know, years and years ago, this guy named Thomas Jefferson, when he was talking about unchecked immigration, he and I had the quote. I don't want to take the time to read it to you, but he was talking about unchecked immigration, how it would be the demise of America because people will bring their forms of government, their attitudes, their licentiousness, they infuse it in their kids. And then they bring it to our nation through the polls, and we're stuck with it. And we've got it right now, whether it's legal immigration or illegal immigration. We need to have a policy.
I'll be right over there. I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, are you finished?
Well, I think I'm losing you.
Okay.
Too All right. Anyway, I hope I made sense to people out there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was interrupted by an outside person knocking on the door, and I apologize for that. I heard what you were saying, Troy. Thank you very much for bringing that up, and I hope a lot more people see that more and more, but they may not, and I understand that, and that's going to be tragic to see that happen. I'm sorry, John called you Troy. I'm sorry. But, yeah, we're going to see a lot of frustration over what the police are doing, and I hope to see people respond peacefully, but I know that's not going to happen in every circumstance. And it's going to be tragic. So I hope you work through it in the best manner when these things come to a head. And with that, anyone else that would like to call in at 1-800-313-9443 can do so. In the meantime, there's another article that I wanted to bring up back pertaining to a different issue, but a semi-related one. When you hear about the taxation, when we hear about the tracking and tracing going on over the freeways, the talks about the North American Union, the superhighway. A lot of people sometimes run into the environmental issue of using RFID technology to gauge how many miles people are driving and then tax them on it. That was also one of the things they talked about at the Bilderberg meeting. Well, there is a number of scientists out there that are talking about global warming, but are more or less interested in where it's really coming from. There have been some people out there that believe it's just a result of mankind and the burning of fossil fuels. I acknowledge wholeheartedly the environmental degradation from the overuse of fossil fuels. I don't deny that, but I believe that to be a separate issue from peak oil. We keep trying to see people centralize all these issues and call them all facts. Let's at least be honest with what we're talking about on the table. There is a Russian scientist that's noting, and he may have a good point here, that rising levels of carbon dioxide and other gases emitted through human activities are, in fact, an effect rather than the cause of global warming. Now, this Russian scientist, who's the head of the Space Research Laboratory at the St. Petersburg-based observatory, said global warming stems from an increase in the sun's activity. His views contradict the international scientific consensus that climate change is attributable to the emission of greenhouse gases generated by industrial activities, such as the burning of fossil fuels and deforestation. So this is tragic to see information that we need to know a little bit more about, and that is the turbulence and the solar flare activity that is happening on the surface of the sun today. Now, of course, this is a bit scientific, even for me. However, the issue of solar flares and their impact upon human health, radiation, sunspots, not just upon the human body, but among plant life, the weather, our climatic cycle that so many men seem to think they know so much about, is a mystery. That is why it is fascinating, because a lot of people are seeing these things that we haven't seen before in terms of the cycle. The heating up of the Earth, the planet Earth that we live on, this rock, this planet, that's going to be the hottest that it's ever been in this year, 2007. The question is, what causes that? Is that global warming, or is that something more, or is that a combination of things? I think no matter what you may think about it, it does not seem rational at all to me to discount the information that we now have in front of us about the sun and its surface heating up. So this is interesting as well. Another story pertaining to Israel, there is Israel's Minister of Justice says it plans to charge the country's largely ceremonial head of state, Moshe Katsav, with rape and abuse of power. Formal charges against him can only be made after a hearing at which he will be allowed to present his case. The recommendation is to indict him amid flurries of corruption allegations against top-level Israeli politicians. So that has been happening in the news as well. And there's a couple other things I want to cover as well before we go out this afternoon. We talk a lot about technology, how quickly it's becoming part of our daily lives in a way that we didn't foresee a decade ago. Kind of saw this with the internet and the creation of computers to the way that they manifest today, being smaller and smaller and smaller and more portable. And also thanks to wireless technology, in a way we always have access to the web. If we have a laptop, if you're in the right zone to get the signal. Now, some of you aren't on the web, and I understand that. But knowing how technology can also be used not only for information, but surveillance, most of you know by now, is frightening when you think of how quickly technology is progressing disproportionately to our spiritual development, our understanding of who we are as humans. Now, there's a new article out. Intel and IBM unveil new chip technology. Breakthrough using new material will allow processors to become smaller and more powerful. Now, this is according to Reuters. Intel Corp and IBM have announced one of the biggest advances in transistors in four decades, overcoming a frustrating obstacle by ensuring microchips can get even smaller and more powerful. Technology in the developing world is seeing things, again, unprecedented 20 years ago. This technology involves a layer of material that regulates the flow of electricity through transistors. The latest breakthrough means Intel and others can proceed with technology roadmaps that call for the next generation of chips can be made with circuitry as small as 45 nanometers. And how big is 45 nanometers, you ask? It's about 1/2,000th the width of human hair. So, we've been talking about RFID. We've been talking about applied digital solutions. What kind of world is it going to be when they become smaller and smaller and smaller? Getting back to being solution-based comes back to not only trying to assure the right accountability for our police when we're talking about the militarized industrial complex, but most of all, a re-understanding of what it means to be a human and the general consensus that is the hive mind, the norms that set the parameters of what is and what is not normal in our society are going to dictate how pervasive and how much privacy is going to be lost with these little mini chips flying around anywhere throughout the air. I don't know. It's going to be strange. It's going to be strange growing up or raising a family or doing normal life stuff in about a decade. It will. And I remember talking with a friend of mine yesterday, and she's an optimist, you know, by nature. Does lots of yoga, does the whole spiritual thing. She's an optimist. And I remember talking with her saying, you know, I am looking for that right vibe, that right core, to where I can see where all of this can change overnight. I'm looking for it, and I'm not seeing it. And I'm open to people who think that all this is going to fix itself in an election. I'd like to believe that. I'd like to think it's true. But it's not true, so I can't believe that. But it doesn't stop me from going and contemplating, are there other avenues of getting over this that we haven't examined yet? Now, I don't have particularly the answer to that for you. I don't know. But my point is clear. I'm open to the concept of new information coming through to stop what we've seen. Because the old way, like Einstein said, insanity is the process of doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Now, knowing that the way that they use propaganda against us, the population is changing, I would think the way that we respond needs to change. And if you have thoughts on that, of course, you can share them. But it's going to take a little bit more than a few of us and a couple good DVDs to change things. It's a major consciousness shift. That's the best way I can say to her. You know, and it's kind of hard because you're trying to meet someone halfway where they don't want to hear all the darkness. They want to hear a little hope and a little bit of inspiration without what you say being perceived as being cliche. You know what I mean? Oh, we've heard that before. But at the same time, you got to take this into account. Some truths, over time, don't go away, don't die off. Truth is truth. It's actually a lie that needs some sort of fabrication to make it appear to be real or genuine. But we have seen so many things that could have prevented where we are now. We have seen so much information come out that collectively we could have stopped things. If people really wanted to wake up in Congress, if they are really on our side, back in 2000, with that first election and how things went down also in Ohio and Florida, looking at 2000 and 2004 with that election. Big fraud is something that, whether or not it's going to play a part in 2008, hey, you know what? If they have all the candidates lined up that are willing to continue this war, they're not going to need to rig the election. And I was really wondering for a while there. I thought the elitist controllers of both the Democrats and Republicans were going to shift the front to Kerry back in 04. I actually believe that. Why? Because I knew Americans were dumbed down. But I didn't realize they were that dumbed down. I mean, I knew it was bad, but it takes time to understand how bad it is. Not get depressed by that. I understand why these things are happening. Got to be honest with ourselves about the truth. But I remember back in 04 going, I would think that people would actually think that a lesser of two evils would be the better way to go. I didn't vote for Kerry. I didn't vote for Bush either. I voted for somebody else in a different party. But my point is, that even people that were caught in the left-right paradigm that don't know that two sides are controlled by the same coin, I couldn't see how more Republicans would vote for Bush a second time. And believe it or not, the number's small. You would not win an election again. If there were three elections, I know in his case, he'd probably like to see it as so, or at least the people behind him. But you got to be careful when you use propaganda against a population that actually can read and has an education. And though people are waking up to some degree in the millions, is that going to be enough to affect the change? So it's going to be strange because we're going to be living in a society in about 5 years. We have 2012 come up right around the corner where you have people that are very awake, very knowledgeable but about specifically the things that we face. You're obviously going to see people a lot more violent, a lot more dumbed down, a lot more willing to serve the master in the master-slave relationship. And that's going to be scary to see these two groups somehow try to get along in a somewhat democratic society if we still have it at that point. These are things to think about. This is what keeps some people late up at night. But again, it's the thing that really matters. That's the future of this country. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task from trusted names like Surefire, Tech Tight, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of Outside the Box. You can call 1-800-313-443 if there's anyone still around. In the meantime, I'm just dealing with a little neighbor issue at the moment. It's such being young and broke, I'll tell you. This used to be a rodeo in 95 that was actually stolen from me about a couple months ago. It actually belongs to Anthony J. Hilder, a friend of mine. You may have heard of him, 9/11 the Great. The greatest flight ever sold. And stole the car, broke out the ignition, and I can't even barely move it or get it towed. And they changed the plates on me, so I can't even resell it. So these are the things that happen in a society where crime seems to be the norm. And I've dealt with it. We had a home invasion in my house. My friend's computer was taken. It's not the government. I mean, we live in a bad neighborhood where if you don't deadbolt things, stuff gets stolen. If it's not bolted down, they'll take your shoes. Yeah, actually, someone did take my shoes a couple months ago. And it gets me mad. But you know what? You know what, America? You know what, my friends, ladies and gentlemen? I still don't call for a police state. I tell my roommates, lock the doors. Be more aware. Don't be an idiot. Stuff won't get stolen, jackass. They piss me off. I want to slap them sometimes. Too bad I'm not a violent person. Maybe I would. But I want to shake them awake and make them realize that we don't need a police state. We need to be more aware. Most of all, neighbors need to watch each other's back and really create a safe neighborhood where a big, large police force, you know, patrolling our streets isn't necessary. You also have the issues of the breakdown of the family. Why so many young people turn to methamphetamines like they do in some parts of the town. Why this happens, why that happens. You know, there's a breakdown of the family taking place. The demoralization is not just happening with the police. It's happening with people. I mean, they were, and this isn't like me trying to be religious on you or anything, but the amount of sexual content, extreme sexual content, marketed towards younger and younger viewers has jumped. It used to be like, you know, 40%. No, 20-some percent back in the 80s. Now it's like 70% today in terms of the amount of information and stuff they see. People are changing. The world's changing. And as we see society express some of the worst things that humans can do to each other, poor people stealing from even poorer people, you know, the homelessness in the streets, the mob activity, the gang activity, all the sexual crimes that are taking place, which some of it is true. You have to look at not only the diabolical power of the New World Order, but it's what is happening in man. This is a new concept, a concept I bring out. They don't really hear people try to talk about both at once. Now people are changing sometimes, not for the better. So it's a spiritual war. So I'm going to conclude it tonight. This is, to a certain degree, a spiritual war. I'm not going to use the term holy war. A lot of people are given options on, you know, not only what side of the fence they stand on, whether it be the Almighty God Creator or Lucifer, but on a more pragmatic, you know, basic level, how much freedom, again, like the last caller reiterated, how many rights are we going to give up to attain the illusion of security? And it was Benjamin Franklin that said those that we give up essential liberty to attain security deserve neither liberty nor security. And with that, I'm going to see you next Saturday at noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 2 Central Standard Time right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I thank Troy and John for calling in, and all of you that are listening right now live on this network, rbnlive.com. See you next week.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to...